promoting a healthy lifestyle this update. Brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. The 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Club.
It's the 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Challenge, and Peter Pratt's joining me again today from the Diabetic Health Clinic. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Well, thanks. Now, we're heading along with our challenge. Last time we spoke about changing our diet and lifestyle, we started talking about juicing, and I'm sure there are a lot of folk who are thinking, well, does that mean I have to give up even healthy things or things we might consider healthy, like unprocessed grains? We're trying to essentially give away processed foods per se. I think a lot of us are pretty satisfied in knowing that the processed foods are not good for us. Mm. But what about the grains that are in breads and things like that that are for what we imagine unprocessed? Why are we leaving them aside as well?
A lot of our products that we consume today is a mixture of processed foods and unprocessed foods. So a very good example of that, you can buy wholemeal bread, which is actually made out of white flour. It's got seeds in it and colouring to make it look like it's whole grain bread, and it's actually called whole grain bread. The issue is that you're actually consuming processed foods.
Okay. So we're trying to get right back to the vegetables, and I guess it's also something of a Daniel fast too, and in a lot of ways, bringing in a biblical perspective.
Interestingly enough, it is.
Yeah.
It is, and when you read the story of Daniel, it's amazing how well he did from all perspectives, including the physical and the mental perspective.
Hmm. All right, so we're aiming at juicing, essentially, and juicing alone is our nutrition for the first phase of our lifestyle change. I guess we should point out, it does sound a bit like a fad, but it's not, is it? And it's not really a magic bullet either. Tell us more about juicing and what we do there.
It's not. So the juicing is basically the consumption of whole foods, unmodified, as grown foods, in the form of liquid, of course. That way we can eat more, as we said last week. What does happen when you begin juicing is that the first period of time, which can last up to 6 days, can be extremely difficult.
All right. By difficult, what do you mean?
Well, it is a very well-known fact that sugar causes cravings. The interesting thing about the sugar question is that currently there isn't a lot of clinical data as far as the addictiveness of sugar goes out there. What we do know from a lot of people's experiences is that sugar is an extremely addictive substance.
Well, I guess we refer to somebody as having a sweet tooth or got a craving for something sweet. Is that what we're talking about?
It's a little bit more than that, Steve. It's when you get hungry, when the anger sets in, that anger where you need to eat now is not normal hunger. That's borne on by the sugar cravings, by the sugar addiction. And to actually get off sugar is a very difficult thing. When you begin juicing, for the first little period, for me it was 3 days, it was horrible. Day two, I didn't get out of bed. I was crook.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. The body's screaming out for the sugar. Give me the sugar.
There's an amount of sugar in, though, if we're juicing fruits and vegetables, an amount of natural sugar. So it's a different sugar that your body's craving?
That's a really good question, Steve. When we look at extracted foods, they become what's called a mononutrient. So sugar, for example, is a mononutrient. It's been extracted out of the plant kingdom. Those type of sugars seem to be the ones which are addictive. You don't see people addicted to an apple, do you?
No, not necessarily. It'd be pretty rare, I would say.
Okay, but have you seen people addicted to chocolate, for example?
You often find people who say they have a chocolate addiction and happily
right.
admit it.
Both have sugar. What's the difference? One has got an extracted sugar, an extracted substance. The other one you consume in the context of the whole food as grown.
All right. We might leave things there. I want to talk more about sugar addiction and your personal experience a little later too. And also later I want to talk about more of the sorts of vegetables that you might use while juicing too, if we can add that in. So thanks for joining us today, Peter. This is becoming a very interesting developing story, but it is certainly aiding, I think, our staff here at 106.5 on our healthy lifestyle challenge. And I know it's certainly helping me in shedding some pounds and looking a little better and hopefully getting towards an overall healthier lifestyle. Peter Pratt from the Diabetic Health Clinic, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
This healthy lifestyle update brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. To join the Healthy Lifestyle Club, call 1065 REMA FM 54422 833.